Aloha Multifamily Live. Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about basic finances. If you were here for the last podcast, we talked about your financial freedom number. Go to that podcast, listen to it. I swear it'll change your life. If not, if you've already listened to that podcast or you already have that number, stick with us. Again, we're going to talk about basic finances. You need this before you even think about jumping into real estate. I know a lot of real estate professionals, and there's more of them than you think that do not have their basic finances tightened up. So we're going to, like I said, we're going to start with the basics. This is going to be a less than 5 minutes podcast. So I promise you, you're going to come in here. We're going to learn some stuff and then I'm going to set you free. Budgeting. Begin by creating a detailed budget that outlines your monthly income, expenses, and savings goals. Use tools like budgeting apps, spreadsheets, anything to track and categorize your expenses and your spending. So this brings me back to the last podcast. When you were discussing your financial freedom number, that's the number that you need to hit before you can find freedom. This is your expenses. This is your daily expenses. This is your entertainment. Everything that all the money that you need or you use to live, start off with that. Open up the floodgates, take away the curtains, take away the blindfold, and let yourself know how much you actually spend per week, per month. Okay. So, and fully understanding the differences between fixed expenses, that's rent and utilities, and variable expenses, dining out, entertainment, to better control your budget. So once you have that established, once you have budgeting, and again, you know what? I'm going to stick the disclaimers in here. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not your CPA. If you have those, please reach out to them. In fact, the tools that I was just talking to you about, you can usually find them within your bank. If you have a checking account, if you have a credit card, talk to your bank and use the apps that they're already providing you. You're already paying for it. You're giving them your money. Get all the information that you can out of your banking institution. Now, savings. Don't worry. I'm not going to go complete David Ramsey on you. Lord knows, saving money on that coffee or Starbucks that you get, that's not going to lead you to financial freedom. It's a good step if you spend too much money on coffee, but it's not going to lead you to financial freedom. So it's crazy how many Americans do not have the wherewithal to have an emergency fund to cover 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses. This is something you should be saving towards. This fund acts as a safety net in case of unexpected expenses or job loss or you name it. Something happens, it's great to have that capital set aside that you can use for a rainy day. Again, but it all starts with the budgeting, right? It all starts with that financial freedom number. Once you know that number, you know, okay, if this is my total spending for the month, I need to have that times 3 times 6 months. So I have that fund that I can go back to should I need it. Now learn about different savings vehicles, such as savings accounts, certificates of deposit of CDs, or money market accounts. Again, I am not the best person to talk about all this stuff. Go to your banking institution. If you are listening to this podcast, chances are you have a credit card, a savings account, a checking account. Go into your bank. Ask them, hey, I want more information on these savings techniques or these investing techniques. Can you help me? Now let's get to investing, which is my favorite topic. You need to familiarize yourself with basic investment principles, such as risk and return, diversification, and the power of compounding interest. You can start with low-risk investment options. Again, talking to your banking institution is usually the best way to go about getting this type of information. And then understand the importance of long-term investing and avoiding impulsive decisions based on short-term market fluctuations. Some short-term market fluctuations, and I know if you're listening to this, you're going to hear it, crypto. So Jason and I, my husband and I, have invested and have a sizable investment in crypto because we understand and we have that money that we can invest in that. This crypto is not a long-term solution. My opinion, not financial fact, is not a long-term solution to your investment needs. Understanding assets and liabilities. So this goes through everything that we've actually been talking about. So assets are things that you own with monetary value, like investments. Some people might argue that your home, if you own it, could be an asset. Some people think it's a liability. I think it's an asset. And liabilities, this is your debt and financial obligations. This is your student debt. This is your any type of debt, your credit card bills. So knowing the difference between those and focusing on building the assets and reducing liabilities is how you surpass that financial freedom number we were talking about in the last episode. Credit management. So I'm going to be completely honest. I had no credit before the age of 30. I just had no credit cards. I never learned how to use a credit card. I just didn't need it. I had my debit card. I had money in my bank account. I worked, made money, spent money. Worked, made money, spent money. That's how my 20s and my early 30s were. So lo and behold, I thought my credit was okay, but I had no credit because I had never taken out debt. I always paid in cash. So I had to learn at the age of 30 how to get my credit up, how credit is calculated, how it impacts my financial life, and regularly checking my credit score and making sure that I was paying my bills on time. Being responsible about credit card use. I know you don't want to hear this. You see the credit card or the credit card, your credit card number is in your Amazon account. You spend. You get that credit card bill. You're like, how did I spend X amount of dollars? Again, it goes back to familiarizing yourself with your bank statements, opening the curtain, and not allowing yourself to go past a certain budget and being responsible enough to paying for those bills that you incur. And then understanding financial terms and principles. This is information, again, you can go to your banking institution, talk to people that are in the industry, embrace financial principles. One is the 50-30-20 rule. 50% is allocated to your necessities, 30% to discretionary spending, and 20% to savings. And that is the rule that a lot of people use to maintaining a more balanced financial life. Again, this is all opinion. I am not a financial guru. I am not David Ramsey. I just understand that without having the basic financial knowledge, the basic financial education like this, even if you jump into real estate and you make a big windfall, you're not going to have the financial capability to keep it. You may spend it all. You may put it into investments you shouldn't. Understanding these basics first paves the way to a great foundation for your future. This is how you get to that generational wealth we all so desperately want. Again, my name is Pili Yarusi. Thank you for listening to me today. If you liked what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe. It would mean the world to me. And have an amazing day filled with aloha, joy, and just amazingness. Talk to you later. Bye.